Speaker said the influence of corporate actors hinders the fight for a fossil-free future. They called for a safe civic space to mobilize broad public support for phasing out fossil fuels. Chaisuri is an indigenous Brazilian environmental activist. She said that an indigenous leader was killed earlier this year, 2 weeks after giving a speech at the UN in which he denounced the invasion of his people's land by local Brazilian farmers and businessmen. She said that she and her family have also been threatened because of her activism.
Me, my mother that's here, my husband, we already are receiving death threats. Our life is in risk because we are the guardian of the forest, because we are fighting for our territories, because we are saying what the people don't want to listen.
The environmental group Kick Big Polluters Out published a report this week showing that more than 2,000 fossil fuel lobbyists have been granted access to COP28, which is a record. Nikki Rich is the climate and energy director for the Center for International Environmental Law. She said that fossil fuel lobbyists are pushing the false claim that fossil fuels are not as harmful as scientists say they are.
They're trying to sell is this illusion that we can manage carbon or abate fossil fuels, rather, you know, fix them rather than ditch them. But that is a distraction from the central message that the science requires and justice demands to focus on phasing out. And the number of fossil fuel lobbyists that we're seeing here is really a wake-up call about the fact that the industry can operate with impunity.
The COP28 summit's President Sultan Al-Jaber also heads the United Arab Emirates State Oil Company, ADNOC. Environmentalists say that is a conflict of interest. Katharina Roll is a senior researcher with the Environment and Human Rights Division at Human Rights Watch.
The host of an international climate negotiations needs to commit to upholding human rights in the lead up, during the climate conference, and after. So that is something that I think is a key issue. And making this host agreement public, which is something that, as far as I'm aware, hasn't happened for this COP or previous ones.
Going into the COP28 summit, the UAE host pledged that it would be the most inclusive United Nations climate summit ever. UAE officials say they would permit demonstration in designated areas of the COP28 site. For KPFA News, I'm Margot Pousset.